Dear friends, the Irish province of the Institute of Christ the King Sovereign Priest presents Lenten Thoughts, Live Not by Bread Alone, but by Every Word from Daily Mass. Why not help us to restore the Church of the Immaculate Heart of Mary as almsgiving this Lent? Go to this link. Thank you for your generosity.
Thursday of Passion Week, Our Love and His Mercy. The Gospel reading relates the conversion of the sinner from Magdala. According to tradition, dating back to Tertullian, she is the sister of Martha and Lazarus. In the person of Magdalene, our Lord wants to give the world proof of how he will welcome this repentant sinner who returns to him. Jesus wants all humanity to look at this woman and imitate her example. The Savior accepted Simon's invitation and went into his house. While he was dining, a woman stood behind him and then prostrated herself at his feet, sprinkled them with her tears, kissed them, and covered them with perfume. Here we see the expression of sincere repentance and the model of perfect penitence. The sinner shows her shame and confusion by standing behind Jesus, prostrate at his feet as if she considered herself unworthy to appear before him. She offers to God all the instruments of her crime and scandals. She punishes her lustful eyes with bitter tears. Her hair, which has served her vanity, is now mere rags to wipe away tears from those sacred feet. She shuts her mouth full of vanity to kiss her Savior's feet and to express her pure and chaste love. Finally, she empties the perfume which she purchased with the earnings from her shameful trade. Now she only wants to spread the good odor of her virtues and win the souls whom she had scandalized to Christ. If this man were a prophet, Simon thought to himself, he would know that this woman at his feet is an infamous sinner, and he would have rejected her. At that very instant, Jesus, knowing his wicked thoughts, said, "Simon, I want to talk to you." "Speak, Master," he replied. Then the divine teacher told the parable of the two debtors. "Which of them," he added, "should love more the generous man who forgave them their debt?" Simon answered, "I think it was the one who was given more." Jesus said to him, "You have answered correctly." Then turning to the sinner, he said to the Pharisee, "Do you see this woman? I tell you, many sins have been forgiven her because she loves so much. Love is in the detail. To love is to be able to sacrifice what we love for a greater love." From the Gospel, we can see that Jesus is rebuking the Pharisee for putting a limit on his love. We place a limit on God's love when our heart is hardened from pride, severity, and hypocrisy. It was not enough for Jesus to tell the Pharisee that he had forgiven the sinner. He wanted to give her the blessed assurance. "Your sins are forgiven you," he said to her. "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." She had already felt an immense burden lifted from her heart when she had returned to grace, but how much greater was her joy, how much greater her happiness when she heard from the mouth of the Savior those sweet and consoling words which no longer allowed her to doubt that she had recovered her innocence. "Your sins are forgiven you." We Catholics are blessed to be able to hear the assuring words of absolution from our priests, "De inde ego te absolvo." Like the sinful woman, let us weep for our sins and wash away through our tears of repentance the stains they have left on our souls. The bosom of divine goodness is always open to us, and God does not reject even the sinner whose whole life has been stained with crime and infamy. If we have sinned much, love much, and we will be forgiven much. We will recover the peace of conscience, that loving peace which we would seek in vain if we forgot God and our duties, for it is written, "There is no peace for the godless." Jesus, aid me by thy grace.
Did you enjoy today's Lenten thought? Why not help us make this former Presbyterian church worthy of the Catholic liturgy, our beloved Church of the Immaculate Heart of Mary in Belfast? To donate, go to this link. May God bless you for your generosity. And may the Immaculate Heart of Mary triumph in Ireland.